We begin the current daf in Sechus Chagiga, daf Tezvav. We begin 6 lines down from the Tam of the Amid, where the Gemara continues discussing Ben Zayma. And that is, we had mentioned Ben Zayma with 2 halachas, because we mentioned him amongst the 4 that had gone into the Pardes, which the Gemara on these dafim discussed the consequences of what happened to the 4 Tamid HaChacham that had gone in there. So the Gemara brings the following incident. Tarban Wenda Braisa. Ma'isi Rebbe Shu ben Chananya, Shoyo Imid Al Gav Mai La Bahar Bais. Shu ben Chananya was standing on top of the heights on the Temple Mount, Ben Zayma, and Zayma saw him, and he didn't stand up in front of him. So Amalois, Rabbi Shu ben Chananya, said to him, "Me'ainu la'ain Ben Zayma, from where to where, Ben Zayma?" So Amalois said, "Look, Tzayfa Yisi, I was looking, and that is, I was contemplating in the Maisa Veracious, which we're discussing in these Dafim regarding the acts of creation, between the upper waters and the lower waters." And that is, the world was separated with the waters half going down in the oceans and half going up, creating the heavens. So he says, I was contemplating between the upper and the lower waters. And there wasn't a separation in the area where they connect, where the place where there's the connection of the dome of the rikia of the sky, where then it touches the karka, the ground. The only gap that there is El Shalish Etzbois Lavad. It's only a height of 3 finger breadths. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Bereishis, it says, Baruch Elokim, that the Spirit of God, Merachefes Al Pnei Mayim, was hovering on the surface of the water. What does it mean, hovering? So he interpreted, it's Kiyonish Merachefes Al Beneho Veinagas. It's like a dove that is hovering over its young, but not touching. That's exactly what the upper waters do to the lower waters. That's the Ruach Elokim, and that's just a distance of 3 finger breadths. So Amal Hen Yibishul Tamidus, Yibishul said to his students, it says, Adain Ben Zayman Bebachutz. Ben Zayman is still on the outside. And he says, Mechti, let's see, he's got it wrong. Because the Ruach Elokim Rechevas Al Panei HaMayim Imes Haba. When was it that the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water? That was B'yam HaRishon. His Raya that he's bringing is from the first day of creation. Havdala b'yem shenhu dehavya, but the separation of the waters was only on the second day. Dichsiv v'hi mavdal b'mayim l'mayim, that there was a separation between the waters on the second day, and therefore it can't be the way he's interpreting it based on the pasuk regarding the yom harishon, because the separation that he's trying to measure between the waters was only done on yom hasheni. So the gemara says, "Bekama, so how much is there a gap between the upper and the lower waters?" So Amar Vachar b'Yakov, he says it's kemalei nima. It's the amount of a hair's breadth. That's how much the gap is between the upper and the lower waters. For Rabban Amri, they say it's kiguda de gamla. It's like the plank of a bridge, meaning that when you put plank by plank, making a bridge, one side by side, so it's not possible that there won't be at least a little bit of a gap between them. That's the same thing as the 2 interpretations that the Gemara will quote now with a coat, with regarding a cloth or regarding cups, that also when you're putting one on top or in the other, it's not possible that there shouldn't be some of a gap. That's the gap that there is between the upper and the lower waters. As the Gemara brings down Marzutra, Bitim, and some say it was Rav Asi Amar, Ketre Galime, like 2 cloths, Depresi Adodi, that are spread out one on top of the other. So it's really right one on top of the other, but there's going to be some gap in between them, the way it's laying, and therefore that's exactly what it is between the upper and the lower waters. And some say it's Ketre Kasi, like 2 cups, the Schifi Adodi, that are inverted one on top of the other. So although it's one on top, again, there's going to be somewhat of a gap. That's the gap there is between the upper and the lower waters. Now the Gemara goes back to the Brice that we had discussed on the previous daf, that we spoke about these 4 tzaddikim, Tamid Chacham, that had gone into the Pardes, and what happened to them. It says, Acher Kitzitz Benetiyas, that Acher cut off the saplings. He cut off where it's growing, which means to say that he had distorted and he perverted when he went into the Pardes, and he cut off the branches. Now, Rashi explains that the reason why we're calling it cutting off the netiyas, the saplings, is because, as we had described it there, that they went into the Pardes, which literally means the orchard. So, obviously, there's mystical explanation for that, but therefore we use the same metaphor in the sense of uprooting the saplings. So, Allah HaKasav Aymer, regarding Acher, what happened with him, it says, a pasuk in Kehelas, Al titin es picha lachti es besarcha. Do not place your mouth that it should cause your flesh to sin. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what does that mean? What is it that he said that then caused him to go off? So Chazam Mitartar, and he saw Mitartar. Mitartar is from the biggest malachim that there are in regards to running of this world. So he saw this malach Mitartar, and this Yahavah le Rishusul Lamesiv, that it was given permission for him to sit, Lamichtiv Zachfasa Yisrael, to write He was able to sit to write the merits of the Jewish people. So Amar Sa'achar said, when he saw this, says Gemira, we have a tradition, de lamala lohava, that up there in Shemaim, there's no lo yeshiva, there's no sitting, v'loitachris, there's no competition, v'loyirif, there's no back of the heads, meaning there's only faces, v'loipuy, there's no tiredness, there's no weariness. So he says, Shema chas v'shalom beiz v'shoyis, and maybe there's two different chas v'shalom domains, and that is, there's something else over there, because our tradition is that there's no sitting, and here I see something sitting. So the Gemara says, afku l'metatron, so they took metatron out, u'machyu shitin pulzi denur, and they gave him 60 lashes of fire. So Amrulay, they said to Metatron, my time ki chazisi, why is it that when you saw Acher, like come to Mikameh, you didn't get up in front of him? Look what you caused him to err now, because he saw you sitting, and we know that there's not supposed to be sitting over there. So the Gemara tells us, Yehavale Rishusa, that it was given permission, and that this permission was given to Metatron, lemimchik zachvasa de Acher, to erase the merits of Acher. So Yatza Baskal Amr, so a heavenly voice came out and said, as a pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Shuvu vanim shayvavim, repent, wayward sons, repent. However, the addition to that pasuk that was heard by Acher was chutz me'acher, except for Acher, with a girsa like the Bach brings, is because since you knew my honor, Hashem says, and still you rebelled against me, because he's like, had these questions, and because of the questions, he says, there's got to be a problem over here. So because of those questions, he went and he had this problem. So then the baskel that he heard was, say, so everyone do tshuva except for Acher. You can't do tshuva. So Amar Sa'achar said, Hoyel be'itra hu gavra mehu alma. Since that person, in reference to himself, has been chased out from that world. So leipik lishani b'ayama, let him go out and enjoy this world, because you might as well enjoy. The purpose is to derive pleasure. So the ultimate pleasure is in that world. But if I can't have that world, so let me have pleasure in this world. So nafik achal tarbisra. So Acher, again, because of this problem, the questions that he had, which caused him to have philosophical problems with Yiddishkeit, that then caused him the ability to erase his merits and then to say that he can't do tshuva anymore because of what he had posed onto the religion because of his questions. So he went to Tarbis, where he went to bad ways. Nafik Ashkach Zayna Tabas. So he went and he found a harlot and he proposed to her to have an illicit relation. So Amrlay, so she said to him, what do you mean? Valav Elisha ben Avuya? Aren't you the great and famous Elisha ben Avuya, the holy Tana? How is it that you can propose to me to a Maisa's Nus? So Akar Pugla, he went, he tore out a radish, Mimeshra, from a row that was growing, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, V'yavl, and he gave it to her. So Amr, she said, Achahu, this must be somebody else, because the great Tana Elisha ben Avuya wouldn't go ahead and do this, and this is where the name Acher is from, that he must be somebody else, because he's not Elisha ben Avuya. So the Gemara tells us that Shol Acher es Remeir la'acher sheyotzal tar b'sra, that Acher asked Remeir, at his student, after he went to bad ways. So Amalei, he said to him, Ma'edich said, what does it mean, the pasuk in Keheles that says, Gam ezel u'ma ezel aslikim, that Hashem made that one thing corresponding to the other thing. So Amalei, so Remeir said to him, what it means is it kol mashabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, bar kenegde, he made something correlating to that, and that is bar harm, he made mountains, so bar gvois, he also made hills, bar yam, made seas, bar nahar, so he made rivers. In other words, something that is complementing to that, that's a little bit related to that. So Amalei, so Acher said to Remeir, says, Reb Akiva Rab Chaloy Makach, your teacher, Reb Akiva, did not say that. Ella, rather, his interpretation was, Bar Tzadikim, Bar Risham. It's literally the opposite, corresponding one to the other, one on one side, one on the other side. He created the righteous, Bar Risham, he created the wicked. Bar Gan Eden, Bar Gehenim, he created the paradise, and he created the opposite, Gehenim. Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yeshle Beis Chalakim. Now, every single person has two portions, Echad Be'Gan Eden, Ve'Echad Be'Gehenim. There's one portion in Gan Eden, and there's one portion in Gehenim. Zachad Tzadik, the righteous that merits, so Natal Chelkoi V'Chelik Chaver B'Gan Eden. So he takes his portion in Gan Eden, and he takes his friend's portion that forfeited, and he takes the Gan Eden. Nischayev Rasha, the wicked, becomes liable, Natal Chelkoi V'Chelik Chaver B'Gan. So he takes his portion and his friend, and the Tzadik that forfeited his portion again, and he takes a double portion. As the Gemara says, Amram Masharshi Mikro, what's a pasuk that illustrates this concept? So Gabi Tzadikim, by the righteous, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, L'chein ba'artzim, therefore in their land, Mishne Yerashu, they will inherit a double portion, as the pasuk they concludes, simchas oylem tilaham, an eternal rejoicing that'll be for them, that is the righteous have a double portion in Gan Eden. Gabri Shom said, by the wicked, it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, umishna shivarin, that a double portion of brokenness, shivrim, is their brokenness. And that is, they get two portions in Gehenna. Another incident, the Gemara says, Shol Acher Shemeir L'Acher Shiyotzal Tar B'Sra, that Acher had asked for Remeir after he had gone off to Tar B'Sra. Ma'adach said, what does it mean a pasuk in Eir? That says, Lo Ya'archeno Zahab U'Schuchas, that you cannot evaluate this thing with gold and with glass, but to Muras the clay pas, and you can't exchange it for precious vessels. Some Allah, he said, Eil Dibritari, that's a reference to the words of Torah. Now, why is it saying that you can't equate gold and glass and precious vessels with Torah? Because what it means is, shekashen l'knoisun k'kleizav u'kleipaz, it's so hard to acquire the words of Torah, just like it requires to acquire golden or precious vessels, but it's comparing it to glass, that b'noichen l'abdan, it's easy to lose the words of Torah that you worked so hard to attain by forgetfulness, by not reviewing your learning, like something of glass that you fall and it's on the floor, it's shattered, it's gone. That's the comparison between these different types of vessels. It's so hard to acquire like those and so easy to lose like glass. So he said to him, Rabbi Kiva Rab Choloi Amakach, says that's your interpretation of the pasuk, but your teacher Rabbi Kiva didn't say this. Rather, his interpretation was, Ma klei zav klei zchuchas, just like golden and glass vessels. Even when it breaks, it could be fixed, it could be rectified, you can go ahead and smelt the gold and redo the glass. Af Tamar Chacham, also a Talmudic scholar, that's what the comparison is to Dibri Torah. Even if he spoiled, even if he went off, there's a way to rectify. So Reb Meir said to him, look, listen what you're saying. Af Ata Chazaybach, you also go ahead and repent. You just said yourself, even if he's sarach, he could go ahead and be misakin. Samallah, he said, Acher responded to him, he says, look, Kvashamati Machaya Pargad, I already heard from the other side of the gate, which is the heavenly wall that there is, that said, Shuvu Vam Shevav M'chutz Me'Acher, repent, wayward sons, but I heard also that, except for Acher, that there's no hope for me. Tarbar Nalina Braisam, Maiseba Acher, there's an incident with Acher, Shahi Reichiv Al Asus B'Shabbos, he was riding on a horse on Shabbos, Vahi Remeir Mahalach Acher of Lumad Tairim Mipivin, Remeir was going after him, to learn Torah from him, to hear from his mouth, on Shabbos, even though he was riding a horse, he wanted to hear words of Torah. Samalai, so he said to him, Acher responded to him, he says, Meir, Chazur l'acharecha, go back where you're coming from. Shekvar shi'arti be'ikvei susi, I already estimated, based on the steps of my horse, that ad kan tchum Shabbos, I was able to estimate they were already by 2,000 amas, and already leaving the boundary that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. So Amalai, sir, Meir said to him, Afata Chazerbach, you also go back, both literally and figuratively, in the sense of like, you know, you also come back, you also do tshuva. So Amalai, V'loi kvar ma'atilach, he said, didn't I already tell you? Kvar shimatim achaya pargad, I already heard from the other side of the wall, Shuva van shevavim chutz me'achar, repent wayward sons, except for Acher. So he marked it as a takfe, that Meir grabbed onto Acher, he was done with trying to verbalized what he was trying to express to me. Took him, he brought him into the base of Medrash. He said to a child, which is always some form of like a prophecy where you ask a child, tell me the pasuk you're learning right now. He wanted to hear a message from Hashem, like, tell him he could do tshuva, he's bringing him into the base of Medrash. So the child said to him, a pasuk in Yeshaya, says, Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rasham. There's no peace, Hashem says, for the wicked. Definitely not a message that seems a good foretelling for Acher. So Ayla Beit Knish L'Achriti, rather he took him into another Beis Medrash. Amalei L'Nuki said to the child, P'suk L'P'sukach, tell me your pasuk that you're saying. So Amalei said to him a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ki im t'chabsi b'nasser, that even if you go ahead and wash yourself with soap, v'sarbu l'achbaris, and you increase these different cleaning agents, nichtem avoy nichlefanai, your sin remains in front of me. Again, not a good message, sounding like almost, again, that there's no hope for Acher. So Ayla Beit Knish L'Achriti brought him into another shul. Amalei, so we continue on to Medbeis, that he said, Liyanuka, P'suk L'P'sukach, tell me the pasuk you're learning. So Amalei said a pasuk in Yirmiyah, said, Va'at Shadid, you the plundered one, Ma Tasi, what are you doing? Kisil B'Shishani, that you're going to wear scarlet. Kisadi Adizav, that you're going to adorn yourself with golden adornments. Kisikri V'Apuche Naich, that you're going to paint your eyes with mascara. La Shof Tisyapi B'Gamad, it's for nothing that you're going to try to make yourself beautiful. You're ugly. Again, not a good message, almost that there's no hope. He brought him to another shul. Until he brought him to 13 Bate Knesiyos. Kulu paskale ki hagam. All the psukim were the same type about like there's no hope for the wicked. Labastro amale, to the last one, he said, psukli psukach, tell me your pasuk. Amale, he said a pasuk in Tehillim. Vala rasha amale came into the wicked one, God says, malachal asapar chukai b'gaymer, what do you have saying over my Torah? Who are you? You're a wicked person. You shouldn't be learning Torah. So the Gemara says that Hu Yanuka have a megamgim malishne. That child was stumbling on his words. Now Ishtameh kama de Amarle, it sounded like he was saying instead of Velarasha, he Velisha Amarle kim the Talisha. God says Malachal Sabachuk, what do you have saying my Torah? So imagine that message. So Ikad Amri, now those that say Sakin have a bahade, that Elisha Acher had a knife with him. Vikare, he ripped him up. He tore him up, he cut him up, and he sent pieces of this child to 13 different shuls, and those are the 13 shuls that he went to. And there are those that say, Amar, he said, had I had a knife with me, I would cut him up. So either one, definitely not a good message that he was getting. So the Gemara tells, when Acher passed away, so Amri, they said in Shemayim, in heaven, we can't judge him, but we can't. Neither can we bring him to the world to come, as the Gemara explains. We can't judge him. He told in Torah that protects him, but neither can we bring him to the world to come. He was a sinner. So Amar Meir said, "Mutiv dildaini, better that they judge him, that he ultimately, after going through that retribution of Gehenna or whatever it is, that he'll come to the world to come." Must say Amis, or Remeya said, when will it come that I will die? Ve'ela Asher Mikivrei, and then you'll see smoke coming up from his cave. In other words, a reference to the smoke of a fire of Gehenna, that he'll go through the Gehenna, but after that tikkun, he'll go to the Olam Haba, but now he's just stuck, he can't go anywhere. Kinach Nafshed Remeya, when Remeya passed away, Salah Kutra Mikivrei D'Acher, there was smoke that was coming out of the cave of Acher. So Amr Birchan said, Gevurta lemikli rabbi, is it a kunz? Is it something great to burn one's teacher? He says, Chad have beinana, there was one student that was amongst us that stumbled and went off into bad ways. V'loi metzina latzuli, and we can't find a way to save him. There's, no one amongst us has the koyach to bring him to the world to come. So he said, Rabbi Birchan said, Inakte beyad, if I'm going to hold on to him and bring him to Olam Haba, Man marmi leman, is there somebody that's going to try to grab him away from my hand? So therefore, Amr Bichlan said, Masi Amis, when will I die? The ekave ashan mikirin, I'm going to extinguish that smoke coming out of his cave. In other words, I'm going to pull him out again. So the Gemara tells, Kinach nashadir Bichlan, when Bichlan passed away, pasa kucha mikirid acher, the fire was extinguished from the grave of Acher. So pasa Allah husafdana, so there was this eulogizer that opened up in praise of Rabbi Bichlan, and he said, Afila shema pesach. Even the watchman of the entrance of Gehenna, Lo Yomid Lefnecha Rabbeinu, did not stand in front of you, our teacher, that when you came to take Acher out from him, they didn't stop you and you're able to take him out and bring him to the world to come. So Gemara tells that Bita Shal Acher, the daughter of Acher, Asa L'Kamed Rebbe, she came in front of Rebbe, Amrele, she said to him, Rebbe Parnaseni, my teacher, support me. Amrele, so he said to Abbas Miat, my daughter, who are you? Whose daughter are you? So Amalei, she said to him, Bita Shal Acher, I'm the daughter of Acher. So Amalei, he said to her, Adayin yesh mizar ba'ilam, does he still have descendants in this world? V'aksev, there's a pasuk in Eve that talks about the wicked, that lo'inin lo'i v'lo'inechad ba'amai, he won't have any child, he won't have a grandchild in his people, v'ein sard b'magurv, there won't be any remnants in the dwellers, so how can he have children? So Amalei, she said to him, Zachar l'tayrasai, remember his Torah, and don't recall his actions. In other words, he was a big person and it wasn't a totally wicked person that he shouldn't have any descendants. Miyad yerde eish, so immediately a fire came down, and it singed the bench that Rebbe was sitting on. So Rebbe cried and said, and to those that are derisive towards the Torah, in other words, Acher, who went off into Tarbis Ra, but because he learned Torah, that's how much Hashem was protecting him. So those that are praiseworthy in Torah, all the more so how much Hashem protects them for the Torah that they learn. Now the Gemara asks the following question on the previous Gemaras. How was it that Remeir learned Torah from the mouth of Acher? Because of Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Amar Rabbi Yechanan, it says, "My dich said, what does it mean the pasuk in Malachi that says, 'Ki sifsei koyin yishmur das,' because the lips of the koyin will safeguard understanding, but Torah yivakshu mipihu, and Torah they will seek from his mouth, ki malach Hashem tzavakesu, because an angel of Hashem of hosts, that's who he is." So the interpretation is, "Im doima harav lamalach Hashem tzavakes, if your teacher could be compared to a malach, an angel of Hashem, then yivakshu Torah mipiyu. Then you should seek Torah from his mouth. Vim lav, and if not, al yivakshu Torah mipiyu. Then you shouldn't seek Torah from his mouth." So how could Remeir have learned from Acher when Acher was yatzal tar b'sra? He was doing a kol davar aser. How is he definitely not like a malach Hashem tzavakis? So how did he learn from him? So Amar Shlokesh, he says, Remeir kra ashkach b'darsh. Remeir found the pasuk and he expounded upon it, which is written in Mishlei, that says, "Hat oznecha Ushema derechacham, tilt your ear and listen to the words of the sages. V'libcha toshes ladaiti, and your heart should be inclined to my understanding." Now, the pasuk ladaitim loynemar, it doesn't say to their das. In other words, obviously we're talking about wicked people, which the pasuk is telling you don't listen to what their perspectives are. El ladaiti, rather Hashem is telling you listen to my perspectives. And it's saying, hat aznecha, you should listen. So what obviously it's saying that you could have a wicked person, but if he's saying Hashem's das, listen, just don't listen l'daitam, don't listen to their own perverted das. And therefore you see that you could have someone that's yatzal tar b'sra, but if he's saying deri Torah, you can go ahead and listen to him. Rechanin amam ha'cha, he says from Pasuk in Tehillim. He says, it says, shimi bas uri'i, listen daughter and see, v'hati aznech, and tilt your ear to listen, v'shikhi amech ubeis avich v'gaymer, and forget your people and the household of your father, etc., which is telling you that forget their actions, and don't learn from what they do, but listen to what they say. And therefore what that means to say is that the Torah you should listen to, but their actions which are wicked, which is exactly what was by Acher, that the Torah that he was saying was Hashem's Torah, but his actions was not, so therefore listen, but forget what they do. And that's what he was doing with Acher. But the Gemara ultimately asked, but kasher kra dadi, ultimately it seems like a contradiction, because one pasuk says it has to be like a malach Hashem tzavakas, and then the psukim that the Gemara is bringing that Remeir found says he doesn't have to be, even if he's very much not like a malach, he's a wicked person, but if he's saying Torah, you could listen. So the Gemara says, like kasher, it depends who you are. Ha begadol. Here we're talking about a great person. Someone like Remeir that knows to be careful, not to learn from his actions, could learn Torah from such a person like Acher. Habakkotn. But someone that's a small person, not such a great person, his Rebbe, his teacher, has to be a Malach Hashem Tzavakas. Because or else he's going to be influenced by his actions too. Kiyas Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said that Ami B'Marava in Eretz Yisrael, they said that Remeir, what he did was, how was he able to learn from Acher? Achol Tachlo. He ate the outer fruit that's eaten by a date, v'shad shichla levara, and then he threw out the pits that are there, he threw that to the outside. So there, essentially what that means is he took the good, and then the bad that was there, that was inside, he threw that out. The Gemara brings that, related to this, the Darish Rava, he says, Ma'edich said, what does it mean in Pasuk in Shir HaShirim? That says, Elginas egoi ziradati, that to the garden of the nuts I have gone down, Liris bibeha nochav agoimer, to see by the stream of the green plants. So what he says is that lama nimshlu tamid chacham leagis. Why is it, where that's the metaphor over there in Shir HaShirim, that tamid chacham are compared to nuts? Lama nochav comes to teach you this following lesson, similar to what we're saying with the fruit that Remeir ate but threw away the bad part, that ma agis, that just like this nut, afa pisha maluch luch betitu betzai, even though it gets dirty with filth and with excrement, ein masha betoche nimos, what's inside does not get repulsive, it's still clean. Af tamar chacham, also a tamar scholar, af pishasarach, even if it gets spoiled, ein taras in the messes, his Torah does not get revolted. And therefore, that was a similar principle that we found by Acher, that he was able to learn from him, although he was filthy on the outside. Ashkere Rabbi Barshila Leliyahu. So Rabbi Barshila encountered Eliyahu. Amalei, he said to him, my kavra kadosh baruch hu, what is the kadosh baruch hu doing? So Amalei, he said, Ka'amar shmaita mi pumay de kol rabban. He's saying over the teachings of all the rabbinic scholars, but umipumid remei le kama. But from the words of remei, he's not repeating that. So amalei. So he said to Rabbi Shila, said to Elio, am I why? So he said, Elio responded, Mishum de kogomer shmaita mi pumid acher, because he's learning from the mouth of acher. And acher is a yatzal tarbis ra. So amalei, but Rabbi Bashila responded, says, am I? But what's the problem? Remeya riman mas. Remeya found a pomegranate. Toichei achel, he's eating the inside. Klipos is ark, but the outer peel, which is not edible, that he's throwing away. So what's bad he's not taking, what's good he's taking, what's wrong with that? So amalei, so Elio responded to him, he says, hashta kamar. Right now, Hashem heard what you said, and now he's saying over the statements of Remeya. Because you, the Talmid Chacham, change and define halacha, and Hashem works with that halacha. Now that you said that pshat, Hashem is saying over that Meir ben Yoimer, my son Meir, says the following halacha. Bizman she'odem mitzdar, at a time when a person's in pain, shchina maloshon emeris, the divine presence, what terminology does it say? It says the following phrase, kalani meireishi. Woe to me, how heavy it is from me on my head. Which this is a statement Rebbe Meir says himself to Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav Med Alef, where he expounds the pasuk in Devarim Chaf Aleph, where the literal translation means, Ki killas elikim tole, when you hang a person, shouldn't leave him overnight, because it's the curse of God that's hanging, because man was created in divine image. Rebbe Meir interprets killas to two words, kal less, it's not light. In other words, it's a appropriate way to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're saying kalani, that it's light, but really what it means to say it's my head is heavy, but it's just saying in the way of that it's light. Kalani mizrayi, that it's heavy for me in my arm that I created with that zraya, this person that's dying because of his sin that he did. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in pain when a person is in pain, and the person's in pain because of his sins. So, im kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzdar al domen shel rishom, if this is the pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through for the blood of the wicked people, kavochim al domen shel tzadikim shenishbach, all the more so the blood of the righteous that gets spilled, how much pain HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyochel is in. Related to this, the Gemara brings Ashkechei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel encountered Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to be talking about the fact that there are great people that are Talmid Chacham, that are Yatzal Tarbis Ra, but that there's still something there that's retained, the Tali Be'ibr Dedasha. So he saw Rabbi Yehuda was hanging himself, I mean he was leaning on the bolt of the door. V'kabachin, he was crying. So Malay, so Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shin, the sharp one, we find throughout Shas that he calls him sharp one, my kabachis, why are you crying? So Malay, Rabbi Yehuda said to Shmuel, is it a kleinikai, like it's called, is it something small what they say regarding the Talmid Chacham that go letarbis ra, that it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Aye Seifer, where's the one that used to count? Aye Sheikel, where's the one that would weigh? Aye Seifer as a Magdalm, where's the one that would count the towers? And the interpretation of what this means is, Aye Seifer, where's the Talmid Chacham, shall you say from Kol Eisiyah Shabbatay, that they would count all the letters in the Torah? Where are those that would weigh, that they would weigh what's considered a lighter mitzvah and what's considered a heavier mitzvah, and that is that they would expound upon what's lighter from what's more stringent, and the more stringent from the lighter, because that's what is the weight of a kal v'chaymer, to say, well, if the chaymer has such a lacha, then something that's kal for sure should have such a lacha, or the other way around, depending on what the circumstance is, where are those that used to weigh? Where are those that would count the towers? That they would learn 300 different halachas regarding a tower that's flying in the air. Now Rashi brings three interpretations of what that means. Either it means that they would expound upon the height of the lamed. The lamed is like a tower, the top part of the lamed. They would expound 300 different halachas regarding the top of the lamed. Some say it's a reference to the Der HaFloga, the generation of the dispersion where they built a tower going up to Shemayim. And Rashi says that he holds the Girsa is Migdal HaPesuach La'aver, a tower that opens up into the ear, which is one of the halachas of Oilus, that regarding a tower made out of wood, which stands in by the opening, and the opening opens up to an open field, or to a courtyard, which that's called Aver, it opens up into the ear space. That's the Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, and Masechtas Aleis, and they would expound upon 300 different halachas regarding it, and where are they? V'amir Bami says, related to this, that Tlas Meya Bey, the 300 questions Bayu Doig v'achitayfel b'migdal ha-perech ba'aver. Doig and achitayfel, they would expound 300 questions on this sugya of the tower that floats in the ear. Yet utnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet the Sanhedrin, gimel malachim arbo hadyoitish, three kings and four commoners, which is a reference to Bilam, Doig, achitayfel, and Kichazi, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Perek Achelik, ein lem chelik lo ilm haba, they have no portion in the world to come. You know what great time in the Chum they were? 300 halachis in this migla pereich ba'aver? Anan matahavalan, what's going to be with us? What can we rely assured upon if there were these great sages and they went latar b'sra and they're gone? They have no chelik and they have no portion in the world to come, and therefore that's why I'm crying. So Malay Sashmul said to Mshin, a sharp one, don't be worried. Tina haisa b'libam, there was a rotten core in their heart, there was something spoiled over there. They were always wicked, and that's why they ultimately went Latar Bisra. But a regular person doesn't have to be concerned that they're going to go out Latar Bisra. So the Gemara asks, we know regarding the others that mentioned elsewhere that why they went off Acher Mai. What was by Acher? How did it come that he went off and that his terror didn't protect him and he was Yatzel Tar Bisra? So the Gemara explains that, truth, he had this little Shirish, this root, before he went off. Zemi Yevani Le Pasek Mipume. Greek song never left his mouth, and that is he should have left singing Greek songs because of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Bishir la yishtu yayin, that with song they shouldn't be drinking wine, and he was always singing these Greek songs, which was inappropriate. Amr Laval Acher, also similarly, they said regarding Acher the Bishoshay Oimid beBeis Hamikdash, that at the time when he would be getting up from the Beis Hamikdash, Harba Sifrei Minin Noishin Micheke, there would be many heretical books that would be falling out of his lap. And like as Rashi explains, even before he totally threw up the yoke of Torah and went to Latar Bisra, he already had these, in the Beis Medrash, he had these books of heretical beliefs. And therefore that illustrates this idea that there was this Tina, there was this little bad thing already in his heart already before, and that's why they went off. But a regular person doesn't have to have that concern. So Gemara concludes this discussion by bringing a Shol Nimas HaGardias Reb Meir. Nimus the weaver asked Reb Meir the following question. He says, "Kol amar denochas liyera, every wool that goes into the vat, and that's every wool that they put into the vat where it has the different dyes that would then make the color go into that piece of wool, sulik, does it dye it? Does it create the color? Or does it not?" What he really was asking was, anyone that learns in front of the sages, does his Torah work? Does it get absorbed into him to protect him from sin? Or not? Is it possible that you go into the vat, you're going into the base measure, you're absorbing all that Torah, yet it doesn't come into you, that it doesn't protect you? So Malay, Sir May responded to him, he says, and this is the student of Acher, Komanda v'noki agav ime, whoever was clean from his mother, in other words, if let's say you take that piece of wool that they used to wrap it around from the day it came out of the womb, from the day it was born, that it should never get dirty, from the day it was born, then salik, then the dye will get absorbed fully into that piece of wool. Essentially what he was telling him was that if it was Yiras Cheta Kedemis L'Chachmasai, if before you start dying, before you come into the Beis Medrash to acquire Chachma, you already have the Yiras Chet, the fear of sin is already in you. That's from the time you come out of the mother's womb, you're already wrapping around to protect oneself from sin, then the dye will help. But if someone's not clean from coming out of the mother's womb, and that is he already has a tina beliboy, then loy salik, then even if he goes into the Beis Medrash to learn Torah, but if his yiras chet is not before the chachmasai, then it's not going to help, and then his Torah will not necessarily protect him, and it could be yatzel atar bisra.